And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, good morning. It's Dave Clemens. I've got my friend Scott Douglas here. He's the CEO of Cascade Relay Foundation. How are you, sir?
Dave, what a beautiful day.
Yes. Every day is a beautiful day in Central Oregon.
We're blessed.
Yes, we really are. Now, we've got lots of stuff to talk about because you guys have taken over a beloved event here in Central Oregon. We'll get to that. We've got some runs, if you will, to talk about with the Cascade Relay Foundation. That's kind of your thing, right? But I want to start with I Like Pie. This is a little different than the other events because this is a benefit for Boys and Girls Clubs.
It is. Yeah, so on Thanksgiving morning, in partnership with FootZone and Cascade Relays Foundation, we produce this event on Thanksgiving morning. And we've been doing it for many years. I think I've been a part of this event since 2010. And we are going to raise $50,000 on Thanksgiving morning for Boys and Girls Club, which is about 10% of what needs to be raised every year in order to provide scholarships for kids at Boys and Girls Club. And so this is a large chunk of fundraising for the club that supports our community and supports those families and kids. And so it's an incredible community event on Thanksgiving morning at Riverbend Park. We had to move to Riverbend Park away from the old mill district because we outgrew the old mill. And wow. So now we're at Riverbend Park. We're expected to have 5,000 participants.
Ooh.
In fact, registrations are up 40% already for as of today.
Does that mean you have to have 5,000 pieces of pie?
Yeah, well, not everyone eats pie.
Okay.
I have a spreadsheet for that, and I have a factor.
There's some math.
We get 16 slices of pie out of every pie that we get, and then I know that we have a factor. It's top secret though.
Okay.
Because you don't want to end up with too much pie at the end of the day.
Right.
But we will have pumpkin pie, apple pie, pumpkin cheesecake. We'll have gluten-free pies, and we'll have vegan pies as well. And we'll have, you know, and then obviously your pumpkin. It's a whole thing. I have to go get probably 3 pallets of pie from Costco.
Wow.
And then we source the gluten-free and vegan pies from Market of Choice. And we've got lots of great pie options. But we will go through 3 pallets of pies that morning. People will go for a beautiful run or walk along the Deschutes River Trail. There's 3 routes this year, 1.3 mile, 3.14, perfect pie, right? For all of your math
right.
nerds.
Yeah, I like it.
And then we've got a 5.3 mile option as well. And so people, anytime between 7:30 and 9:30 in the morning, can take off from Riverbend Park. We've got live music, festivities, everything's going to be happening right there. People will come in, check in, and then take off when they want to. There's not a mass start for this event. And then they get to go do their course route that they want to do with their family and their friends. And then they come back and we've got this really awesome festive party with live music, pie. And we all are adding back into the event this year. We haven't done this since the pandemic. The Home Baker Pie Perfect Slice Challenge. And so we've got home bakers that are submitting their pie for, we have celebrity judges. So we've got, you know, our school board chair, Marcus LeGrand and Anthony Broadman and Emerson Levy, our 2 state representatives, Tony DeBone, county commissioner, as well as some other celebrity judges from people in the industry. And they'll be judging on that best slice of pie.
Oh, fun.
So that's another aspect that we're, you know, so it's exciting. But really, you know, Dave, this combines your family, your, you know, aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas, kids, dogs, kids and babies in strollers.
Everybody.
Everybody. And everyone's looking to go do something physically on Thanksgiving morning. The families in town, what are we doing? You know, before we sit at the house or sit at the, you know, on the couch and make this big meal, let's go get our body moving.
Yeah, get some blood flowing.
And that's what I Like Pie is. It's it's get the blood flowing and earn those calories before you go home and relax and spend time with family and friends.
Now, do you register in advance?
Absolutely. So Dave, we only have 4,500 beanies, and the beanie is the thing that, you know, the pie, you digest it, but the beanie lasts forever.
Right.
And it becomes a collector's edition item, right? People, love to get these beanies. So it says, I like pie right on the banner of the beanie. It's a beautiful, beautiful beanie that people love and cherish. And only the first 4,500 registrants will get one. But we've got, those beanies are available if they register for now. And we're tracking, I think we're going to hit about 2,500 registrants today. And so that means that we will definitely sell this event out. And we did last year.
So get registered.
So
now.
Get registered. So they go to ilikepiebend.com, or they can go to cascaderelays.com, and that's available as well, for them to be able to access the registration link. And packet pickup will be on, starting Tuesday and Wednesday at Foot Zone in downtown Bend. And they can go pick up their packet on Tuesday, Wednesday, or they can pick up their packet at Riverbend Park on Thanksgiving morning.
Gotcha. And of course, when you're talking about the Wednesday thing, you're talking the week of Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Because Thanksgiving is the big day.
Yes. So, and this year, Thanksgiving falls on a Thursday.
Doesn't it always land on a Thursday?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. Your face is so serious. I'm like, is he joking with me right now?
There is nothing serious about High Like Pie.
Yeah, well, right. Even though it's very serious.
You know, and people always say, is this a competitive event? It is not.
Right.
This event is, the only thing competitive is how tall can you get the whipped cream stacked on top of your pie slice without falling? That's the competition.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it's all about kids, family. We're going to raise $50,000 for Boys and Girls Club. And we've done it due to the amazing support of our community, but also some sponsors. So Mid Oregon Credit Union, big sponsor of I Like Pie, as well as a company in Bend here called Purpose and Expenses. And they've brought on a bunch of great companies that are sponsoring through Purpose and Expenses, which I don't know if you noticed, but Purpose and Expenses, it's pie, right?
Oh, it is.
It's just perfect. Yeah. So Pie is sponsoring I Like Pie, and Polish Homes is one of their biggest partners in that. So Polish Homes is going to have a great group of people out there. Lots of companies pay for their employees to participate in this event. It's a great community event. It's fantastic. Right.
Give me the website again.
ilikepiebend.com.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.